The Fundamental Law of a Godly Life. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. Psalm 75, verse 7. So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. Therefore he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills he hardens. Romans 9, 16 and 18. And whoever exalts himself will be abased, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Matthew 23, 12. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5, verse 5. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. James 4, verse 10. Before I was humbled, I went astray, but now I keep your word. It is good for me that I have been humbled, that I may learn your statutes. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have humbled me. Psalm 119, 67, 71, and 75. God neither abases nor lifts up, hardens or blesses, lets it fail or succeed at random. He always, in all cases and with everyone, proceeds according to certain laws. The main law is the law of humility. What actually is humility? It is not a whimpering tone of voice or some nice phrases. It is self-acknowledgement and taking my rightful place in accordance with it. For example, a young person is humble when he submits to his elders. He acknowledges his youth and submits to his elder. In the above-mentioned scriptures, two main degrees of humility are mentioned. One, humbling yourself. And two, being willing to be humbled. Humility coincides with a love of the truth. The truth is that one consistently in all areas is too high up. You admit this by loving the truth, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 10, humbling yourself and abasing yourself in harmony with the light of the truth that shines from the scriptures, testimonies, or some other means. First-rate humility is that you judge yourself of your own free will. 1 Corinthians 11, 31 and 32. And abase yourself of your own accord. Second-rate humility is that you acknowledge when you are being humbled by God, when you are personally judged by another person, or through life's occurrences of one kind or another. In other words, in such a case, one needs extra help to be humble. Without it, you would not be able to acknowledge your folly. When the light shines in the assembly, without it being addressed to anyone in particular, you do not discover that it points at anything in your own life. Your personal attention of one kind or another needs to be drawn to it before you discover it. In the best case, you take a back seat because you realize that it is your proper place. In the second case, you take a seat more toward the front, but when the host explains to the person that his place is more toward the back, he is ashamed and sits further back. If he hesitates, we can say that this is third-rate humility. If he does not acknowledge it and is unwilling to be abased at all, it is arrogance and pride, and he does not receive any grace at all. He does not receive help for salvation. All of this pertains to real situations, It pertains to facts. Besides this, we have one more kind of humility, namely false humility, hypocritical humility. This consists of words, tone of voice, and facial expressions that have a semblance of humility. But when it becomes a question of power, of reality, it becomes apparent that it is only a performance. Humbling myself means that I occupy my proper place of my own free will. Being humbled is consenting to be put in one's proper place by others. Being proud is defending and wanting to keep the place to which I am clearly not entitled.